Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Semro, and I am happy to be a Pet World Insider, and I'm also someone who loves to train his dogs. I love spending time with Sugar and Zoe, trying to get them to learn new tricks, and you know, they're getting up there, they're 7 and 8 years old, and I just love going to the dog parks with them, especially Sugar. I've shared the story with all of you how we thought that she was blind and you know, deaf, and turned out it was none of that. She just really was annoyed with me. But in trying to overcome those things, I did learn different tricks and sign language and things that to this day make our relationship so much stronger, as well as make her a better behaved dog. I never have to worry about Sugar when she's off leash, and it is because of that training. So I reached out to someone that I just think is amazing in the training and trick world. I want to welcome to the show a good friend, Kara Sundance. Kara, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. You have written one of just the most fun books out there, 101 Dog Tricks. I just want to start, share with our audience what this book can do for them and their dogs.
Oh, wow. 101 Dog Tricks came out in like 2007, and it has just become a favorite amongst dog trainers. And I think the reason people enjoy it is that it actually has step-by-step instructions and step-by-step photos of how to teach your dog 101 different tricks. So just every trick you can imagine, from, you know, simple ones of rolling over and shaking hands and sitting up and stuff like that, to really more complicated tricks like getting a soda from the fridge, or actually getting a beer from the fridge, I think is how it's labeled, or jumping through your legs if you do a handstand, or really flashy ones like that. So pretty much whatever kind of dog you have, there's a trick for every dog.
There is, and I have to agree. That's why it's one of my favorites, is because you really did take the time so that everybody can see what they need to do to get the message and the trick through to their pet. I love it. I can't say enough about it. I want to share a little bit about your background, because you've got a fun background as well.
So I guess I came into sort of the dog training world through traditional dog sports. So I was very active in competitive dog sports, like competitive obedience and agility and hunting and tracking and this dog and all that kind of stuff. And for many years, we did that whole thing where every weekend you go trialing and you win ribbons and you get titles and you go a little bit further and further up. But I guess one just sort of hobby of mine throughout all this process had been teaching tricks to my dog. Just something we did on the side, which was, it had no pressure for it. Because everything else we did, we were training for competition, and there's a right way to do it, and there's pressure, and then these silly tricks were something that we could just kind of play around with. And then we got invited onto a television show. I don't know if you remember, Animal Planet had this TV show called Pet Star, yep, which was a animal talent competition. Do you remember that show?
Yes, I do. It was great.
Okay, and we got on that show, and we did some tricks, and we actually won the show, and then we went to the championships, and we won the show, and that sort of gave me a lot of motivation to continue on with that whole trick hobby. And then after a while, the tricks just kind of became more fun than the competition.
I think it's great. I think one of the questions we get a lot, I get a lot of emails asking, can any dog be trained, or is it just something you say to make us all feel good?
You know, great question. So some dogs are definitely more trainable than others. A dog that has had a history of training and history of learning is way more trainable than, like you were talking about, Sugar. If a dog has never had that kind of interaction with a human, he's not on that wavelength. But once you start teaching Sugar some tricks and a few more and a few more, then you'll see she totally gets the hang of it. And you break out a treat and you say, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, okay, you got a treat. I need to do something to get that treat. And she starts trying to figure it out. So, I mean, that part of it is definitely easier. And then, you know, some breeds are just more food motivated than others. And that always makes training a little bit easier. And puppies, of course, just have, like, you know, their enthusiasm is on like 11. So they're really fun to train as well.
That's great. Now, you must have some favorites. I mean, 101 is a lot. If you could narrow it down to one or two that you just absolutely, you know, just shine inside every time you see that trick done, what would those two be?
Oh my gosh. You're going to ask me to pick favorites. I always get a kick out of getting a beer from the fridge because, you know, how could you not laugh when you see a dog get a beer from the fridge? And it's actually not as complicated as you kind of might think, because there's really only three things involved. There's opening a door, there's a fetch, which is getting the beer, and then there's closing a door. And each one of those can be taught fairly easily, more easily than you might think. So, for example, opening the door, which is the first part of it, tie a little bandana onto the refrigerator door handle, tie a little piece of hot dog in the end of it. The dog is going to go up, sniff that hot dog, and try and bite it and pull on it a little bit. And as he's pulling on the hot dog, he's going to end up pulling the door open.
That's a great tip. I love that. all of these tricks, you've really broken it down the way you just described as well. It's really common sense training for your pets. And this book is just so much fun. There's so many things. And I know we're going to have you on the show more to talk about other different topics. But for those of you who want to get a taste of it, Kara's got this wonderful website. And I want to make sure everybody goes and visits it. It's domorewithyourdog.com. Again, that's domorewithyourdog.com. A lot of great information up there. If you're interested in any of her books, her videos, different things that she has going on, she does classes, speaking engagements, you name it. Kara, you're almost as busy as I am these days. It's crazy.
Maybe.
So, folks, check it out. You can tell she loves what she's doing. You're going to love what you're going to be able to do with your pets. And I always tell everyone, it's a great opportunity for you to bond with your pets and keep them engaged. So really, go check this out. Kara, thanks for being on the show. Thanks for everything you're doing for the pet world. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Robert. Enjoyed speaking with you.
We're going to be back with more Pet World Insider, so stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation, or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at petchats.com. That's petchats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at petworldinsider.com.